Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 now. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, in Garrett County, Maryland, Mountain Maryland, Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. It's a great part of the world, and I'm having a great time visiting with my new friends here and some old friends. And, you know, folks, both days that I've been here so far, I keep hearing about this university. I keep hearing about Frostburg State University. And I guess I hadn't heard, I think I'd remembered hearing about it before, some, you know, in other times, maybe in sports or something like that. But this week, it's Frostburg State this, Frostburg State that. And so I have the pleasure of sitting in front of the president of that fine institution, Dr. Catherine Guerra. Dr. Guerra, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. And you've been an educator for some time. You used were formerly with the University of Baltimore,
right?
As a provost, now you're here as the president, and I understand you're about to retire.
I am in June.
Are you looking forward to that?
Well, with mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings.
It's been a great run.
Yeah. Well, 15 years—that's a long tenure for a president, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not the norm really in these days, is it? To last that long?
The norm is 5 to 6 years.
I was going to say, yeah. Tell us about Frostburg State.
Well, Frostburg State University is one of the 11 campuses that comprise the university system of Maryland, and it has a real range of institutions, from the largest, which is University of Maryland College Park flagship, very small historically black institutions. We're kind of in the middle. We have about 5,200 students.
That's a nice size.
Very nice. And we're the only four-year public institution west of either the Capitol Beltway around D.C. or the Beltway around Baltimore.
Is that right?
So that's why you hear the name.
That.
You know,
right.
we are obviously...
You're the big daddy over
big
here
daddy,
in this part of the country.
Big fish in a smaller pond. That's exactly
Well, that's
right.
Great. 5,200. That's a nice size. That's the size of the school that I graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
Division II school. What about the sports?
Division III.
Division III. Yeah.
We give no grants and aid, no scholarships. Right. They play because they have talent, but we don't pay them to play.
And what kind of sports do you have?
We have virtually everything:
football, basketball, golf, soccer, volleyball, all that.
Virtually,
kind of.
That's
well,
right.
Well, good. Well, good.
And
good
lots of women's sports as well.
Good. A lot of Title IX there.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Very good. My daughter was a product of a Division II in sports,
mm-hmm.
Volleyball and softball. Okay, what would you like to tell us about Frostburg State?
Well, I'd like to tell you about our relationship now with the broader community and what we're trying to do to enhance economic development. Allegheny County, like Garrett County, for many years really suffered from economic downturns. Now, we know Garrett County, and you've been hearing it,
mm-hmm.
has really ratcheted up a lot of people coming in, millionaires building homes, et cetera. Allegheny County has not had that kind of growth. But after the manufacturing pulled out, basically, the only jobs available were service jobs, and they're very low paying. So the university began to work with the county and with the state to say, what can we do to attract jobs that are professional jobs at a higher paying level so that it's a different kind of influx of people? And immediately we thought about science technology, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We are located just about a mile and a half from an interstate exchange off I-68. And,
which goes right out of the Eastern Shore. There.
Right out. It goes from all across the state of Maryland, mm-hmm. Hooking to 70.
Right.
In any event, we also opened in the fall of 2003 a $33 million science building, which includes biology, chemistry, physics, engineering,
mm-hmm.
and all that. And the equipment in that building is state of the art. You can do DNA testing. You can do anything.
Is there a technology transfer opportunity there?
Well, there is, but ours is more of an applied area.
Uh-huh.
So, what we decided to do some years ago was to take a parcel of land. We have a large campus, and say 56 acres of this is going to be dedicated to the development of a business technology park.
Good for you. That's very exciting.
The acronym is ABC, at Allegheny Business Center at Frostburg State University.
Right.
And so the first thing we did was to go to the federal government. We got money from EDA, from the Appalachian Regional Commission, those are both federal, obviously, from the Maryland State Department of Business and Economic Development, from the county. So all the infrastructure is in there. The land is mined, deep mined, everywhere out here. Mm-hmm. So when you build a building, you have to be sure that it isn't going to sink.
You don't punch through, right?
Right. So you have to do gravity.
That's very comforting.
It is comforting. You have to.
What about where I am right now?
Well, you're unstable.
You're making me nervous, Dr. Guerra.
I think you're unstable. There's more of that in Allegheny County than there is here. So you do borings, and we did all of that and then put in the infrastructure. So we've been working on getting tenants. Well, after the new science building opened, there was a building vacated. We can use about five classrooms, five offices,
right.
The rest of it vacant. Old science labs, god-awful science labs, built in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Department of Budget and Economic Development came out to talk to us about helping us get revving up the economy, they said, why don't you take the rest of that building and make it available for incubators or small companies?
Oh.
So we worked with them, and what happened was we did a technology showcase with a lot of support from those agencies, the Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Cumberland Committee, et cetera. And so we attracted eight companies to the conference, which was just last October, and now we have five entities in that building. It's not an incubator in the pure sense that it's a startup company. It's mixed use.
Mm-hmm.
What we have in there is one incubator company.
Before you get into that list,
right.
I want you to tell us that on the other side of these messages.
Okay.
We have to sell some things.
Yes,
we have
sir.
To take a quick break. You know about raising revenue,
right? I do
you,
understand.
You know all about that as the president
do.
Of a university.
I do.
Well, we're going to be right back, folks. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Catherine Guerra. Really cool lady doing some very important things here. In the western part of Maryland, in Garrett County, as well as Allegheny County, Maryland. And we're going to be right back at 10 till. I'm Jim Blassie, Game State.
Your heart may be broken tonight.
We're back, and I'm kind of sad, folks. Got to wrap up our visit here today at Mountain, Maryland, Garrett County, Maryland, Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. And this is the last segment of our last day of our visit here. I've still got more work to do. I got to do another speech today, and so they've been forewarned. I gave one yesterday, and so if they come back today, they have been warned. But I'm looking forward to that. But we're still continuing our visit with Dr. Catherine Guerra. Dr. Guerra, she's, by the way, president of Frostburg State University, folks, which is part of this part of the world over in Western Maryland, the only four-year college university.
Public.
Only public four-year university west of the Beltway, basically.
Either D.C. or Baltimore.
Or Baltimore Beltway. So that's a pretty good distinction. 5,200 students and all the sports they can eat and a great academic program. I met your technology guy, I guess, yesterday.
Right.
Roger Brzezinski did a great job talking about that. But you were just telling us about this economic development plan that you have, and I really congratulate you. I'm really excited and proud of what you guys are doing. You're not just being academians. You're saying, you know what? We got to be part of the community. We got to give back. We need to grow students through the business community here.
Right.
Congratulations. You were telling us about some of the tenants, I guess.
Right. Now we're in, as I said, a makeshift building right now, and I look with envy at what's here in Garrett. It's a beautiful property, and it's the kind of thing we want to build at least four of on that park that I was telling you about. But right now we have an incubator company that does testing for pharmaceutical companies, not primary testing, but weighing and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They could not afford the equipment to do their work. They're using equipment in our chemistry lab.
So it's not technology transfer, resource transfer.
Exactly, exactly. And they're using our faculty and our student interns as well.
What a great partnership.
Right.
We've got to do more of this across this country.
More and more.
That's exactly right. This is the thing, Dr. Guerra, that I'm talking to small business owners all the time. Don't try to capitalize everything you need. Find people who have what you need.
Help you.
And partner them.
Exactly.
Partner with them.
Exactly.
They make it good for both people.
Right.
We've got to consolidate and be more efficient, don't we?
Right, right.
And that's what you guys are doing.
Right. There are two other entities in there. There's a symbiotic relationship. One is the U.S. Geological Survey, and the other one is a company called Vargas. Now, that's not incubator.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Northern Virginia, and they wanted to expand. They're part of an international company called Infotech out of India.
Mm-hmm.
India coming to us. That's
right.
A different kind
of
thing.
That.
I like it too.
Yeah.
They do geospatial imaging. So they're hiring our interns and our graduates in geography.
Right.
And that's another discipline. The newest one just moved in this week, does high-level IT security information for the U.S. government.
Right.
It takes 2 years to get clearance to get a job. They're hiring our rising juniors in computer science and engineering, and they can start right now. So that's another one. And so you see all those disciplines that are working out, and at the same time, they're hiring people who are not getting McDonald-level salary.
Right.
And all of that is... Now, what we want to do is migrate them to this park, and we're working, in fact, on the 18th of November with two state agencies to get money to put the spade in the ground for the new
company. So with the India company, that's insourcing.
Absolutely.
Instead of outsourcing, you guys are insourcing.
The chairman of the board came here from India when they moved in, and we were written up in Hyderabad and New Delhi and all these places for little old Frostburg when they moved in. It was interesting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, this is a great story. You guys are giving a clinic on how higher education can be part of the economy, not only just by being one of the largest employers probably in the area,
but also
growing other employees, employers, I should say, including small businesses.
Exactly.
A lot of small businesses.
Exactly.
And so how many small businesses do you think will be able to take advantage of this new program?
Well, I think eventually we're thinking probably 8 to 10 in the first.
And it'll be an incubator type of thing where they come in, they grow for 2 or 3 years, and then they graduate.
Well, they may be an incubator, or they may just be expansion, want to stay there, like the one from India. They're not new. I mean, they've
been
around.
So you're going to have both kinds. You're going to have people who will come and go.
I think mixed use and federal agencies like USGS.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Again, there is a connection among them that really is exciting.
What's the website?
The website is www.frostburg.edu.
Frostburg, just like it sounds, B-U-R-G.
Exactly.
.edu. Folks, I'm looking at the president. She's a pretty cool lady. They got some exciting things going on. I might consider sending my child here, and I hope you will too. Frostburg.edu. Thank you for being here, Dr. Guerra.
My pleasure.
Congratulations, and good luck in your retirement.
Thank you,
in a year or so.
I appreciate it.
They might talk her out of that, though. I think she's probably too valuable to let go. Folks, I got to wrap it up. As sad as it is to say, I got to wrap it up. And when you hear me next, I'll be back in regular environs. Notice I didn't say normal. Nothing normal about what we do. I've had a great time here in Mountain Lake, Maryland. Beverly Williams sitting next to me. Thank you for being our host. Thank you for having me here. All the great folks here in Garrett County, Maryland. If you get a chance to come here, folks, I promise you, you will not be sorry. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.